pressure.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Disney Parks Podcast. In today's show, we have news about Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween Party. Tickets are on sale or coming soon. Disney's Four Wilderness Resort and Campground update, headline news, trivia, and so much more in this week's Disney Parks Podcast.
Yeah. Welcome to the Disney Parks Podcast with your hosts, Tony Castelnova from DisneyByTheNumbers.com. Keep your hands, arms, feet, and legs inside the podcast at all times. And get ready for the Disney Parks Podcast.
All right. Welcome to the show. We got a lot of fun things to discuss today.
We've been gone for a little while.
Yep, we were off last week. I was at, I had a little stay over at Disney's, what is that? Port Orleans French Quarter. Last time I was there was at the Riverside. This time was French Quarter. So I had a little staycation. Yep. And it's nice. You know, the rooms are nice there. Our building was right next to the you know, the main building to get food and drink and stuff. So it was
That's good.
Yeah, it was a 2-minute walk, which was great. I was working. We went for Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I worked on Friday from the resort and then played in the parks on Saturday and Sunday. And, you know, Wi-Fi is great. This resort has been changed where you can actually stream to the television. So you can stream your Hulu or your Netflix or whatever. You can stream to those TVs. So we liked it. It was, you know, very reasonable. And
I like Port Orleans. It's yeah. It's out of the outdoors doors that you have no inside hallways for your rooms, but
yeah,
it's nice. It's quiet.
Mm-hmm.
You don't nobody. It's not as busy as the other ones, and you you know you have the boat options to get to Disney Springs if you want to, or any of the other hotels or places on that on the river.
Yeah, and, you know, by bus, the Magic Kingdom and Epcot are very close. Studio is not that far. It's right down the street as well.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing that's far is Animal Kingdom, but that's far from everything. So, you know.
Yep. There's, there might be a reason.
Yeah, exactly. There's animals. Yeah. And it's very hot.
It is very hot. Was there. I was there this weekend for Earth Day.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. Good for you. That's terrific.
Yep.
You mean
I think I sweated into the ground and there's a tree. That's the Earth Day. I don't know how you got that. That's amazing.
I don't know either. Yeah. It's like magically appeared. I did get to ride Tron. And my girlfriend's got a DAS pass. So the way that works is we were up at 6:30 or 6:45 ish. And we got in the queue. We got our virtual queue. And then when our boarding group was called, we went, and then they told us to use the lightning lane, and that expedited us a little bit faster than just waiting. All right, let's start with the vehicle itself. I did not have any problem. It was very easy to, you know, you kind of kneel and, you know, get as close as you can to, you know, the handlebars. You pull the handlebars, and that pulls down the leg clamps and the back clamp, and you're stuck in your seat because you can't undo it, you know.
Once it goes down.
Yeah, once you pull it as far as you want your hands to be, well, that's where it's stuck for the duration of the ride. I didn't find it very uncomfortable. Some people, you know, mentioned that it, you know, they're leaning forward. It's a little uncomfortable for them. So it may be depending on your back and your height. And, you know, if you're a very tall person, you're going to be leaning pretty far forward. My 2 cents is I think the inside part in the show building could have been a little bit longer. Could have, like, told the story of why we're in the grid or how we got in the grid or should have told some story. It was just, you know, you got in. You launched, there was a blah, 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 lights, you were outside, and then you were back in the building, and you're like, oh my god, it's over. It's a very short ride. In my opinion, it's a short ride. Yeah, I think it took me longer to get on the ride vehicle and launch it than it did to ride it. you know.
And how was your experience with the locker system? I know we covered this when I when I've done my tour, but
it was very easy. You know, you just they tell you which area to go to, whether it's 100, 200, 300, 400, I think 500. There is a lot of lockers. And we were able
to
get
there's no room for running out.
Yeah, there's no room for running out. We were able to get all of our stuff in one, so you know, T had her magic band, she just dinged it. I wanted to try my phone to see if my phone would do it with my ticket, but I forgot. I totally forgot. But yeah, it was easy. And then when we came out, all you have to do is remember where you were, which locker.
Yep. And it's ding. The backside of the same locker.
Yeah. It's the backside of the same locker.
The only, like I said, the only thing I said is maybe they could put a themed kind of light in there. Cause it is, it's very dark in that locker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you put
you
something
will
small
leave
in
something
there,
if you don't check.
Yeah. You're going to be reaching around gone. Going, what the hell is in there? Yeah. But yeah, I, you know, it was very interesting. You know, it's the first attraction outside of the berm. And when we call the berm, it goes back to the Disneyland days. You know, there's a park and then there's the train that goes around it. And this is outside of the train berm. So it's like a little walkway that goes over the railroad tracks that, you know, and then the attraction is there and then you come back over. So maybe they are going to build other things with other pathways outside of the berm. Who knows? Who knows where it'll go?
We shall find out.
Yep. What Disney things did you do this weekend, James?
Well, as Tony obviously alluded to, I did a little Disney's Animal Kingdom on Earth Day.
Hmm.
Went over and that's the Earth Day again. We're shameless plug today.
Yeah.
But we did a little walking around in the Animal Kingdom for a few hours in the afternoon time and saw the stage, took some photos and just kind of walked around, and it was probably the one time out of every year in Animal Kingdom history it's really busy.
Yeah, wow.
And then we went and saw some of the merch. They got some nice merch for the 25 years. Nothing that really caught my eye or attention, but it was all right. It wasn't a bad day. Been about an hour or two in the parks, and it's Animal Kingdom. It's hot.
Yeah, it's very hot. Yeah. It's not my favorite park. I've said that. I'm not.
It's nice for a visit, but it's not a every day.
And I mean, nowadays, I don't even think you can spend a full 8 hours there. You would like be struggling to do that, I think.
I don't know if you can. Can you? Is it possible?
I don't know. I don't think there's enough things to do. You'd have to go on a busy day where you're waiting in the lines for a very long time, and then you
for everything.
And then you can spend 8 hours there. Yeah.
Yeah.
I heard in the Bird Show you were a willing or unwilling participant.
I was a willing participant for the stage show. They had some, I don't know how many macaws come out and fly around. So they had a portable perch and, you know, I was able to hold the perch and one of the birds landed there. Not on me, thankfully.
Yeah.
But it landed there and then found out where the food was and took off.
Well, at least the bird did not do his business on you.
Had a thought never crossed my mind.
Because I'd be like, uh-oh. No.
I'm getting a free t-shirt today.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So, anything else?
I went to dinner later, but it wasn't park related. So
yeah.
Other than that, no, I think that was it for the parks.
Yeah. Yeah. Cool. What was the other park? We were in Epcot, one day too. I just wish the construction was over. I'm tired of the construction there now. I'm construction fatigued.
Just I'm done. I'm out.
Just please take down the walls. Let's get the park back to normal. You know, I'm tired of.
I'll just walk on the dirt. Just leave it alone.
Yeah, I'm tired of walking all the way around. I did see pictures. They have taken some of the barges out of the lagoon, so things are kind of getting.
I've seen some. Yeah.
So.
Of your favorite nighttime show.
Yeah, Harmonious. So things are getting a little bit back to normal, but there's still a lot of work to get done over there, and I just wish they'd hurry it up and get it done. At least get it done by October 1st when, you know, the anniversary of the park is. You don't want to have it another year with construction walls.
Walls everywhere.
Yeah. I know. What do you give construction walls for their birthday? I don't know.
Another construction wall.
All right. Let's get into some news.
Let's do it.
And now, Disney Parks Podcast News.
All right. Hit us off there, James.
Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party Ticket. Ooh. Yes, the time has come. It is coming back again and again. Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party will return to Magic Kingdom Park late this summer. Yes, you heard it, Halloween summer, in the same sentence.
Mm-hmm.
This will run through this fall with parties kicking off August 11th.
Ooh.
It's frighteningly early. Mm. The limited capacity nighttime event starts at 7 p.m. and allows guests to experience shorter wait times on attractions, themed food and beverage, and more. Guests of select Walt Disney World hotels, Walt Disney World Swan and Dolphin, and Shades of Green can purchase tickets starting April 27th, and tickets will be available to all guests on May 1st. That is, or May 2nd. May 2nd.
May 2nd, yep.
The event dates are as followed: August 11, 15, 18, 22, 25, and 29. September 1, 4, 8, 10, 12, 15, 17, 19, 22, 24, 26, 28, 29. October 1, 3, 5, 6, 9, 10, 12, 13, 15, 17, 19, 20. 22, 24, 26, 27, 29, and 31, obviously.
Yep.
And also November 1st.
One extra day. They turned it up to 11 and gave us November 1st.
Yes. That's the one for extra measure.
Yeah. I should mention that the tickets like for August 11th are like, I think it was $149. And the tickets for October 31st are $200.
Yeah. That sounds about right.
Actually, I think everything from the 22nd to the 31st is $200.
I have a slight feeling there's another themed park that does the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
But also during the party, guests may have the opportunity to experience some of their favorite attractions, including Haunted Mansion. Well, maybe we should close that one for that event. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Haunted Mansion, Big Thunder Mountain, Railroad, and the newly opened Tron Light Cycle Run presented by Enterprise.
Ooh.
Tron Light Cycle Run will use its virtual queue during the Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party, allowing guests to enjoy all the festivities while they wait to enter the grid. You'll wait for those details to come soon.
Yep.
Guests won't want to miss the hair-raising happenings at Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party this year. Guests of select Walt Disney World Hotel, Swan, Dolphin, Shades of Green can buy tickets on April 22nd, and it will be open to the general public starting May 2nd.
Yep. So are you a Halloween party or a Christmas party?
I would probably, if I had the choice, take a Christmas party.
Yeah.
Although I do like the Halloween parade, I think I would take the Christmas party.
Yeah. Can't we have a Hollow Christmas party where we have the Halloween parade and the Christmas parade.
We get the combo of the both.
Yeah,
get the both. We want the three ghosts, and yeah. We want the ushers with the shovels, and everything else to be Christmas.
Yeah,
and the headless horseman to run first. That's it.
Yeah, exactly. All right. In a very disturbing and alarming announcement last week,
bring in the trucks.
That I think.
Oh, sorry.
Everybody was like, "What?" Disney for Wilderness Resort and Campground update. So Disney has announced that there are proposed plans to bring refreshed cabin hideaways to Disney for Wilderness Resort and Campground, offering guests a private retreat in the midst of a nature with many of the comforts from home. So they are replacing all of the cabins at Fort Wilderness with DVC reimagined cabins. This design concept offers a fresh take on the current cabin experience and are inspired by the resort's idyllic setting while also paying homage to the resort's unique culture heritage through the magic of Disney storytelling. Each of the proposed standalone cabin offers spacious accommodations, sleeping up to six adults, and featuring a bedroom, bathroom, living room, full kitchen, and a private patio, and a select number of cabins will also be dog friendly. So currently the configuration is there's a bedroom with a queen bed that's up against the wall, two bunk beds, and then a sofa bed in the living room. So that's 2, 4, that's 6 people. I guess it could be adults, but they'd be very cramped. But everybody's complaint is that the queen bed is up against the wall. So who's ever sleeping up against that wall, if they have to go wee-wee in the middle of the night, they got to climb over somebody or slide out of the back.
Or go the long way down.
Yeah. And we tried moving the bed, and it is bolted to the floor.
Of course.
So it's like, well, that's horrible.
I would hate for that cabin to tip over.
Yeah, so I hope that they obviously change up the configuration of this a little bit. The planned cabins are part of a collection of improvement projects underway at Disney's Fort Wilderness Resort and Campground that are designed to enhance the guest experience. Examples include the proposed new pool and walking trail enhancements, as well as new expanded dining experiences at Trails End Restaurant and Crockett's Tavern, with more exciting news to come. And if you don't know, Trails End is closed, so that's that.
How are the DVC people going to like having to grab and go?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. You know, a lot of people think that they're doing this in replace of the Reflections Resort, right? Because that was going to be part DVC and part hotel. And they're just saying, hey, Disney went the cheap route and just decided to, you know, get all the cabins. Now, the other interesting bugaboo with this is, I mean, the cabins are very popular to anybody, right? They're easy. They're a lot of fun. I mean, we had a whole barbecue there.
You had one.
Yeah, I had one for a weekend. We had a huge barbecue and party out there. It was great. You know, everybody, you know, drove to the thing. We picked them up in the golf cart. We brought them to the resort. It was fun. I think if they turn into a DVC, you're not going to see one for a very, very, very long time. I mean, you had mentioned it's hard for you to get your home resort unless you do it a year in advance and everything else is booked up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tell everybody about this walking it forward reservation thing. Well, probably shouldn't talk about it, but just because it amused me. I was like, what ingenious loophole did these people think of?
I have came across a snippet of what I've heard of walking a reservation.
Mm-hmm.
From what I have heard, and I don't actually know anybody that has done this.
Mm-hmm.
Please don't tell me you have. I don't want to know.
Right.
Walking a reservation is basically taking a reservation at a hotel
mm-hmm.
for DVC that you want to be at, mm-hmm. but it's not for the reservation you need.
Mm-hmm. Not for the week or days.
But not for the week or the days you need, correct.
Right.
So then you would literally call member services
mm-hmm.
every single day, moving your reservation back one day and then taking one off from the other end of your reservation until you eventually back your vacation up to the week you want or the time you need. Circumventing your, what, I think it's 18, is it 18 months at your home resort?
1 year.
Is it 1 year? 12 months? Yeah, 6 months on your non-homes, right?
Yeah.
So circumventing your standard allotted time frame for advance reservation. In other words, also blocking current other members from taking anything until it reopens up again.
So let's give an example so I have this straight in my head. So I go online, I make a reservation January 1st to January 5th, and that's not really when I want it. Let's say it's for spring break in April. So every day I call and I say, oh, no, make it a January 2nd to January 6th. And then I call the next day and say, oh, make it January 3rd to January 7th. And I just keep going until I get to.
And you keep removing one and adding one until you keep going to where you need to be. And since there's no penalty or punishment, and since you're a valid member and paying member of DBC, member services will do it for you.
Can you, I haven't done it in a while. Can you go on their website and change that reservation, or it has to be done through member services?
From what I gather,
Mm-hmm.
member services is the one that does it. I haven't heard of any other way that it's been done.
Yeah.
Because I believe if you try to change it, it has to deal with like banking and unbanking and holding and unholding your points. So from what I gather, that's all I know is you have to call to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
This alleged idea.
Yeah. Interesting.
Which is more of a hassle for me.
I'm glad somebody found a loophole. Now you just have to hope that every day you have time to call Disney Member Services.
Which I do not.
Yeah.
And nor will I ever.
Oh, gosh. That's fun. All right. What's the next story there, James?
Rogers the Musical to premiere June 30th for a limited time at Disney's California Adventure Park. Disney's has officially announced that the real-life, all-new, short, one-act musical theater production of Rogers the Musical will burst onto the stage at the Hyperion Theater at Disney's California Adventure Park for a limited-time engagement beginning July 30th, 2023. It's all happening during the Disney 100 celebration at Disneyland Resort. Production features a talented cast of singers, dancers, telling the story of Steve Rogers, Captain America, joined by Peggy Carter, Nick Fury, and select members of the Avengers. The musical will take the audience on a journey from Steve's humble beginnings during World War II to the beginning of Captain America leading the Avengers and beyond. It's a classic tale of heroes, time travel, and romance. Oh, and Nick Fury sings.
Wow.
I don't know the last part.
Because he would do that in real life. Not.
Oh, yeah. No. Yeah. Maybe.
Yeah.
Supposedly about 30 minutes long, and it'll be Tuesday through Saturday on most weeks.
Yeah. I hope at some point, because I'm probably not going to make it out to Disneyland to see this, I hope at some point they just record it and throw it up on Disney Plus so I can get my chuckle up there. Or if somebody wants to live stream it, please do, because I'll watch, because I want to see this train wreck. I don't know. I have a very hard time in my head imagining the Avengers series turning into a musical. You know, I just don't see it happening, but hey, that's me. Talking about the DVC, there is a new Disney Vacation Club theme song now streaming. So this was inspired by all the member families that they welcome home year after year. Disney Vacation Clubs put the magical feeling of the membership to the music and creating an original theme song titled Where We Will Belong, Welcome Home. Released to Disney Files On Demand YouTube playlist in January, members instantly showed off their member pride with outpour of positive feedback. By popular demand, they're delighted to announce that this song, Right Where It Belongs, is available now on some of your favorite music streaming platforms. You could stream this little ditty now on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, Pandora, and YouTube. So, how do you feel about a theme song, James, for your vacation club?
I'm not sure, but I'm going to have to find it.
All right.
And listen to it.
Yeah. Yeah. Give it a shake.
Yeah. At least once.
Yeah, exactly.
I paid for it.
I'm sure you did.
One way or another.
Yep, yep. All right, what's the next one there?
Halloween returns to Hong Kong Disneyland Resort on September 15th.
Ooh.
The Halloween season is officially returning to Hong Kong Disneyland Resort on September 15th, and we're thrilled to share the latest news. What is going to happen with the guests this year? Guests will once again be invited to a wicked fun Halloween celebration. Disney villains will transform the park with devilish delights, awaiting all those who dare to enter as they entice guests to unleash their wicked side. The much-loved Let's Get Wicked musical stage show, which won a brass ring award in the Most Creative Halloween Haunt Show or Experience category, will return and is not to be missed. It is not to be a missed item during the Halloween extravaganza.
Interesting. Mm.
Another one wants to live stream that. We'd be glad to see it.
Yeah, I'd like to see it. Anything from the Asian resorts would be fun to watch. All right, James, last week we had a trivia question. Is this: who does Woody rescue from the yard sale? And the correct answer is Wheezy. So Wheezy is the correct answer. And Jody, you are the winner. And I think I'm going to send you one of these little ditties. So check your mailbox. This week's trivia question is this. I think everybody should get this. It's fairly easy. What is the headquarters of the Galactic Alliance in Toy Story called? So what is the headquarters of the Galactic Alliance in Toy Story called? If you think you know the correct answer, send that to DisneyParksPodcast@gmail.com. All right. Hey, Disneyland Paris reveals some new updates for 2023. Disneyland Paris' birthday is still underway, and what a better way to celebrate than to reveal some of the great things that are coming in 2023. There's a ton to share with the reopening of beloved refurbished attractions like It's a Small World and the launch of a new Pixar show. Could we get some of that Pixar show here? Could we get a new show here at all in Florida?
We got a whole place to put them.
If I remember correctly, like, we had a refurbishment list of Disneyland Paris, and there was a lot of stuff on that list, so we'll see. If you're a Pixar fan, this summer will be your season at Disneyland Paris over at Disneyland Paris Park. Pizzeria Bella Notte will soon welcome a new room inspired by the Disney and Pixar film Luca. Across the way over at Disney Studio Park, Toon Plaza will soon be transformed into an immersive experience playing tribute to Pixar films. Walt Disney Imagineering has begun working with Pixar artists to develop this whimsical space, including a new raised backdrop featuring Ember and Wade from the upcoming original film Disney and Pixar's Elemental, which is like Inside Out Part 2. But the fun does not stop there. As you head over to Walt Disney Studio Parks, they are thrilled to reveal all the new details of the new show, Together, a Pixar musical adventure. Coming to studio theaters this summer, this 30-minute show blends together French and English dialogue in an original story. That's great, because I'll at least be able to understand half of it. Spectacular scenic effects, innovative choreography, and a live 8-person orchestra. Wow. This will bring audience members through the 5 scenes of fan favorite worlds such as Toy Story, Monsters, and so much more. And if it's anything like us, you've been patiently waiting for the anticipation and the return of It's a Small World at Disneyland Paris. We're excited to share that the happiest cruise that ever sailed will make a big comeback on May 5th. Special care has been taken to preserve the magic and ensure this attraction continues to shine as bright as it did 30 years ago. Walt Disney Imagineering has worked closely with Disneyland Paris Central and maintenance shops to refresh more than 300 dolls, animals, and figures, animated accessories, and so much more. The iconic exterior of the original design by legendary Rolly Crump and Mary Blair for Disneyland California received a shiny new coat of paint. Chew. So that's pretty cool. It's cool. What else is going on over at Paris?
Well, Disneyland Paris to house new solar canopy plant, the largest in all of Europe. You might get a Guinness on this one.
Yeah.
You might have noticed that in the last decade, Disney has been putting a lot of work into their environmental impact, taking strides to reduce their carbon footprint. One of the ways they are doing this is with an emphasis on renewable energy through solar power. We're working to accomplish our ambitious 2030 environmental goals and reach net zero greenhouse gas emissions for our direct operations by 2030. Using solar energy isn't a new concept, but we are pushing the boundaries as part of Disney's Planet Possible and helping the habitats we call home in the process.
Wow, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah, so they're covering the entire guest parking lot, believe it or not. I think to myself,
11,200 spaces.
Yeah. Why don't we have this here in Florida?
Yeah, we have about 111,200 spaces.
Well,
that's in one park.
Yeah. Well, if you need more power, just cover them all up and put the panels on top.
Just put a plug down there too. I need one.
Yeah. So I can charge my car. That'd be perfect.
Yep.
All right. Hey, Disney paint. Disney Band Plus is testing happening now aboard the Disney Wish. Remember, we spoke Cruise Line's getting the Magic Band? Well, they're doing their testing. So last week, we learned that Disney Band Plus, with similar technology as the Magic Band Plus, I don't know why they didn't call it the same thing, would be making its debut on Disney Cruise Line ship. Guests will be able to unlock their stateroom, charge purchases, everything you would normally do with your Magic Band, you will now do with your Disney.
I still don't want a Magic Band on my wrist for a cruise.
I don't either. No. And while we don't have the official launch date, DCL has already begun testing the Disney Band Plus on current sailings aboard the Wish. Now, I'm heading on the Wish in November, so we'll see what happens. Maybe I'm going to have to bring up Magic Band of sorts. You know?
Yeah, or something.
Yeah. All right, kids, how about a little headline news?
Headline news. And now, the headline news.
All right, first up, Florida residents get a two-day ticket to any Disney water park for the price of one-day ticket, just $69 plus tax. So if you're a Florida resident, go out and get your water park tickets. I think that's great, but I hope Blizzard Beach opens up soon. I think they're the one that's down for rehab right now. And last year, we did a cabana at Typhoon Lagoon, and it was fantastic. So I would suggest you go do that, too. Walt Disney World announced that affordable and attainable housing is anticipated to open in 2026. So apparently, this project is underway. It's going to be over in Flamingo Crossing, which is over on Western Way. And, you know, it'll be right on property. And, you know, when they say affordable and attainable, this is probably for cast members because they don't pay them anything. So this means that they can have cast members living on property because most of them live underneath the poverty line. So, hey, the new Disney Vacation Club member lounge opened at Disneyland Park. It looks pretty cool. You'll, next time
I've seen some
there,
photos.
Yeah, next time you're out there, James, you're going to have to give it a
shot. Seem to be pretty positive too. People have been saying that they enjoy it.
Sounds very cool. The Epcot International Food and Wine Festival presented by Corksicle will begin dishing up delights as early as and starting on July 27th and will continue until November 18th. So Flower
Next time
Garden
we do
and
this, folks.
Food and Wine starts and you're on your way.
Next time we do this, folks, it'll say tomorrow.
Yeah. Or they'll just say it's going to run all year.
All year. No.
Mama Odie is now going to appear in Tiana's Bayou Adventure. That's, you know, over in Splash Mountain, wherever.
She should.
Wherever your Splash Mountain is. Yep. Hey, Bob Iger was named among Time's 100 most influential people in the world. I wonder what number he is. I'm going to have to look that up later. See in the bottom 100% or the top 100%? I have to know. I'll go find out later. Hey, Disney debuted a trailer for epic movie event, The Peter Pan and the Wendy. So Peter Pan and Wendy is a live action remaking of the movie, and there's now a new trailer out. And you got to go check it out and make your own informed decisions. Trattoria Al Forno is closing for a brief refurbishment in June. Don't know how long or what dates, but I don't know. Maybe something's got to get fixed over there and they need to close to do so. Disneyland hotel reservations open May 16th for all new DVC owners. So, if you want to make, if you're an owner, first of all, of Disney's hotel, Disneyland Hotel, you can now make your reservation starting May 16th. Very interesting. Did you add any points on with the Disneyland Hotel? No?
No.
No. Okay.
No. No.
Most Disney Spring Resort hotels, those are the ones on Hotel Plaza Boulevard, offer rates starting at $97. That is way cheaper than a Disney resort. If you need help making those reservations, please contact our travel partners at Destination to Travel, and they will help you do that. Splash Mountain Demolition removed the Chickapin Hill tree stump. There was a big tree stump on top. That's gone. So construction is underway. This was an epic fail. Disneyland's Maleficent Dragon completely in flames during Phantasmic.
Rather,
you see
had
pictures
a
of this thing?
Meltdown.
Literally.
I saw the video. It had a meltdown.
I don't know if it's going to come back. I mean, it's got to be pretty melted.
It's going to be a while.
Yeah.
If it
does. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, so, our dragon in the parade came back fairly quickly, but the whole thing didn't catch on fire, just part of the head.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a rumor
for the count.
Yeah, the rumor that the Hatbox Ghost will be arriving soon. Where? The Magic Kingdom, in our Haunted Mansion. So if you're a Hatbox Ghost fan, it's coming. Quick backstory on the Hatbox Ghost. It was originally supposed to be in our park, the Magic Kingdom, but the lighting effect that would turn the Hatbox Ghost head and then put it in the little container, that lighting effect didn't work because someone had changed up the lighting scheme in the attraction, and you could see the head in both places. So they kind of nixed it and ripped it out, but everybody wants it back, so we'll see what happens.
It's got to come back.
It's got to come back. Hey, Disneyland people, Oogie Boogie Bash is returning to the Disneyland Resort this fall. We don't have dates or prices, but this usually sells out fairly quickly because they don't get a Halloween party. They get this, the Oogie Boogie Bash, and it's on select nights at the Disneyland Resort. Disney is stepping up their lobbying efforts to protect the Reedy Creek Agreement. So this is where Reedy Creek gave Disney back their power. The Inspector General of Florida did not see any wrongdoing, so this may stick, and DeSantis may be screwed. We'll see. Hey, did you ever want to meet Moana, James?
I wouldn't say no.
Okay. Well,
I'm pretty sure it's at Epcot, right?
No, she's going to the Animal Kingdom. Yeah.
Why?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. She should have been over there in the water thing, but...
You would think.
Yeah. No, no. Okay. There's a
guess we'll go to the hot park.
Yeah. Rumor going around, Rock and Roller Coaster starring Aerosmith is to reopen in early July. It's down for refurb. Another item is discounted Disney. So all the 50th merchandise is now in the outlets, or a very good majority of the 50th anniversary merch. So if there was something you wanted to get that you didn't get because you didn't want to pay the full price, now you can go to the outlets and you can get
it there. Run. Don't drop. Don't walk. Run. Go get it.
Yes. Yeah. Cause it won't last long. It won't last long.
No, we got more stuff to put in the outlets. So keep going.
Yep. Yep. And as we mentioned, Trails and Restaurant for Wilderness is officially closed. So, and along with Crockett's Tavern as well, which was the connection.
Yeah, most of Fort Wilderness eventually.
Yep. Exactly. Exactly. All right. Do we have anything else interesting to talk about? No.
I got a little tidbit here to add to you. Mentioning the housing and stuff, but before all that, we have new stores and dining locations coming soon to Flamingo Crossing, which is just on the outside of Disney. We are currently open with the following restaurants: Ben and Jerry's, Paris Bun Hollow, Firehouse, UPS, Luxor Nails, PDQ, Pieology Pizzeria, Starbucks, Targets, Five Below, Five Guys, Walgreens, Domino's, Wendy's, Gaku Japanese Barbecue Dining, which I have been to. It is really good. Yeah. Dunkin' Donuts and Advent Health Primary Care Plus. I don't know what it needs to be a plus for, but it is. Mm-hmm. The growth has not stopped. We will be seeing these be added to the near and present future. PETA Mediterranean Street Food, Ellie Lou's Brews and Barbecue, Hash House Agogo, which is getting a new building, its own building, Advent Health ER, Simply Capri, which is the Italian restaurant. I've seen its progress. I don't know how much longer it's got before it's done, but it's going along.
Right.
Lime Fresh Mexican Grill, Skyline Chili, 7-Eleven, AT&T, White Rabbit Dessert Experience, Sonic's, Ovation Bistro and Bar, Flatlands Bar and Grill, I Heart Mac and Cheese, and also a second Fit to Run.
Wow. That is a...
So,
when
very large area.
Question, did they say when all of that's going to be done?
They have not. So these are opening in the future. Yeah. It has not been a list. This list has just been dropped out. Actually just got dropped yesterday.
Oh, wow.
So all of these could be subject to change, but as of right now, these are the things that we now know.
Interesting.
I can go with the fact that I know Hash House of Go-Go is good because I've seen the building. As far as the Simply Capri, I've seen the building. Lime Fresh had a sign outside. I don't know how far the inside was at. And definitely Ellie Lou's was moving along because they're right across from the Japanese barbecue, which is currently already open.
Right. It'll be interesting with Hash House of Go-Go because they had a place on iDrive and they were closed by the Board of Health.
No, they're open again. Don't worry. Because I was up there not too long ago. It's busier than always.
Well, that... Oh, the one on iDrive was open again?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. Interesting. Because, yeah, they were closed because the Board of Health shut them down.
Nice. Well, and we got rid of all their management.
Yeah, interesting. Very interesting. Hopefully they got rid of all the kitchen staff that weren't cleaning the kitchen, too.
Well, that, too. Probably the whole new everything.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. All right, kids. Hey, thank you for listening. If you want two more shows, you can go to patreon.com/Disney Parks Podcast. We do a what we call extra magic hour show where we just talk about different Disney subjects. And then we have our Disney Plus show where we talk about things that are going on in the Disney media universe. So go check that out, Disney. You can also go to DisneyParksPodcast.com. There's a link over there to Patreon as well. All right. Well, thank you, Mr. James. I hope you have a great rest of the week.
Thank you, Mr. Tony. And, I will try.
Yep. We'll see you in the parks.
Yes, we will.
The Disney Parks Podcast is not affiliated with the Walt Disney Company. All Disney parks, attractions, lands, shows, event names, etc., are registered trademarks of the Walt Disney Company.
Like a boat out of the blue, Peg steps in and sees.